Hi, this is Joe Rossini from eHappyLife.com with another edition of Learning Life's Lessons. The title of this week's edition is A Mother's Day Tribute. Today is Mother's Day and an opportune time to discuss these wonderful ladies in our lives. I have been a witness to watching unselfish and tireless moms give and sacrifice unconditionally to their children during their entire lifetime as they display the incredible will and strength that human beings possess. As I see it, the whole process of motherhood is quite a miraculous journey. The miracle begins as our Maker instills in little girls the desire to be a mother. As children grow up, they witness how difficult this payless 24/7 job can be. They also know that their mom is never off duty from nurturing and fulfilling the endless needs of their children. They watch as mom tirelessly juggles and struggles with her endless responsibilities, yet she is always on call to muster up that extra burst of energy it takes to do one more thing. Yes, little girls watch how difficult it is to be a mom, yet they still have the desire to be one themselves. Mothers are truly special ladies. They are so focused on the well-being of their children, regardless of their age, educational background, or financial status. There is very little training and no licensing process in order to become a proficient mother. Yet somehow, they know exactly what needs to be done at all times. They are caring and patient and are masters of perseverance. They will overcome any obstacle that stands in the way of keeping their children fed and comfortable. And without any medical training, they somehow know how to find remedies to the cuts, bruises, burns, and endless minor ailments that kids are prone to endure. During my lifetime, I have been extremely fortunate to have lived with two incredible moms. I'm referring to my own dear mother and my wonderful wife. Now, these are two really special ladies and moms. Although they hail from totally different generations as well as different parts of the world, they were very similar when it came to being great mothers. They focused on their children's needs with the same intensity of a high-powered laser beam. They both shared the same special qualities of the patience of a saint when it came to their children. They were on call 24/7, nurturing and caring for their children, regardless of how tired they might have been themselves. In essence, I would venture to say that these special ladies would do virtually anything at any time, at any place for their children, during your entire lifetime, period. Now that's what I call complete devotion to your children. Along with my mom and my wife, I also witnessed the same wonderful motherly instincts in my dear mother-in-law, my sister, and my wife's sisters. This special relationship between mothers and their children is unlike any other relationship in humans or in the entire animal kingdom. It's difficult to explain the absolute devotion that mothers have for their children, but we all know how special this relationship can be. So is it fitting that we only set aside one day a year to honor our moms? Doesn't this tireless group of women who have devoted a lifetime of days to their children deserve a little more recognition? While we all know that they absolutely do, don't miss the opportunity to make your mom feel special on Mother's Day. While Mother's Day and Father's Day have become somewhat of a routine day of recognition, kids should take the opportunity to make these days very special, because they are honoring two very special people who have touched their lives in very special ways. Better yet, while it's nice to do something special on Mother's Day to honor this special lady in your life, why wait for this once-a-year event? In my opinion, mom should be honored much more often with a special note or surprise phone call, just to let her know how much you care about her and how much you have appreciated all of her efforts. Keep your mom informed of the special events in your life, and let her know how much she has contributed to your well-being throughout the years. During your conversations, recall some fond memories and events that mom is proud of and make her feel as special as she has made you feel throughout your lifetime. Show your appreciation with a surprise dinner or take her out to the theater. Send her on a special cruise or take her to your house for a few days and invest some quality time with your mom. These are the best ways to really make her feel special. I did all of the suggestions I made above with my mom when she was alive, and I feel great about doing so now. Those surprise efforts I made through the years are now priceless memories to enjoy. Don't miss out on any opportunity to make the special lady in your life feel really special. To all the moms that read this article today, I wish you a happy Mother's Day. You are truly a special lady. Thanks for listening, and we hope that you enjoy all the content at ehappylife.com.